Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday in Mishnah Yomi, we started chapter 13 of Zevachim. Today we're picking up with Mishnayot 3 and 4 in chapter 13. And we're back to the topic of Shchutei Chutz, based on the Pesukim at the beginning of Vayikra chapter 17. Homer, there's a stringency, b'shchita, related to slaughtering an offering outside, mibi aliyah, compared to bringing it up, to burning it up. Uva aliyah, mibi shchita, there's a different stringency about offering it up, compared to the ritual slaughter. Chomer b'shchita, the stringency of slaughtering an offering outside. What is it? Shehashochet lehedyot, somebody who is slaughtering it for personal use, for non-sacred use. For example, he wants lunch. He wants to make a party, make a barbecue, and he's slaughtering an animal that was designated as an offering for the temple, but he's slaughtering it in his backyard to make a barbecue for his friends. Chayev. He's still Chayev Shchutei Chutz, even though his intention is not anything worship-related. V'hamale, but someone who brings it up, lehedyot, for an ordinary person. So a person would get honor, maybe, if somebody burned a goat in front of him and he could smell the delicious smell, putter. So this ha'alah, this offering up, is not for religious purpose, really. It's just for a regular guy. So he is putter on the act of ha'alah. Chomer be'aliyah, and the stringency in offering up an animal outside, is shnayim, there are two people, she'achazu b'saki, and they're both holding the knife. Maybe it's a big knife or a saw, v'shachtu, and they slaughtered it outside, p'turim, they are putter, because two people are both doing half of the shechita. There's not one person doing one shechita, but achzu, if they both held on, be'aver, to one limb of the animal, maybe it's a cow with a heavy leg, Pe'aluhu, and they brought it up to burn it up outside, chayavim. They're both chayav for that act. Even though they're doing it together, the Bartner points out this is based on a pasuk, dam yechashev l'ish hahu. By slaughter, it says it's considered a problem for that specific person, only the one person doing shechita, not two doing it together. Now the Mishnah brings a new case, hela, he brought up one limb of an offering outside the temple, v'chazar v'hela, then he remembered it was a problem, but then he forgot again. He brought up another limb outside, burned it up, and then he forgot it was an issue. Remember it was an issue, then forgot again. V'chazor v'hela. And then he did it a third time. Chayev al kol aliyah v'aliyah. He is liable for each and every act of bringing up a limb, as long as he remembered it was problematic in between. Like we have by Hilchot Shabbat, somebody forgets it's Shabbos and does a lot of things. See Masechet Shabbat there. Divi Rabbi Shimon. This is according to Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, he disagrees. He says, Eino chayev ela achat. He's only liable one time, even though there were separate acts of bringing up the limbs. And Rabbi Yossi adds, Ve'eino chayev at sheyale l'rosh mizbeach. He's also not liable until he brings it to the top of an altar. Now, not the real mizbeach in the temple, but a private mizbeach, like a bama katana, like something where they make a platform or they erect a stone in the shape of an altar, something like this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu hela, he says, even if he brings it up ala sela, on a rock, o al ha'evin, or on a stone, chayev, he is liable. In the Gemara in Daf 108, they learn this out from a case in Shoftim where Manoach offered up a goat to Hashem, and that was valid because at the time there wasn't the Beis HaMikdash and it was possible to make offerings outside, and it was valid to offer it up on a stone that was designated for that purpose. But Rabbi Shimon would agree that if someone just leaves it on the ground and burns it on the ground, that's not a halo. He's not bringing it up on anything. Now on to Mishnah Dalet. Echad, whether kodshim kasherim, they are offerings that were totally kosher, but, you know, everything went right in the temple, but then they took it out and offered it outside, as we'll see. V'echad kodshim psulim, or it was kodshim that had a problem. Something went wrong during the process, but shahayib psulim b'kodesh, but it went wrong inside the temple. So this would exclude an animal that was a bal mum before it ever got to the temple and the like. And these were the animals that, if bidyeved, they had already put them up on the mizbeach, they could remain there and be burnt, as we learned back in chapter 9 and chapter 7, hikriven b'chutz, they bring such an animal outside, chayev, then they are liable. So basically, any animal that could have been used as a korban lechatchila, because it was totally kosher, or even bidyeved, it would be allowed to stay on the mizbeach, because something went wrong in the temple, that animal would be a fit offering, and he'd be chayev, for burning it up outside. Hamale kezayit, if somebody offers up even a kezayit, an olive's bulk, you know, about 28 grams or an ounce, mina ola, from an elevation offering, o mina emurim, or from the limbs of other offerings, bachutz, and he's burning them up outside, chayev, he's chayev even on this small amount. But hakometz, the kamitza, the part that's scooped out of the mincha, as we'll learn about menachot, and then that kometz is all burnt on the mizbeach, halavona, the ketoret from the mincha, which is all burnt on the mizbeach, minchat kohanim, the haketoret, sorry, the incense, which is burned in the morning and the afternoon, and also on Yom Kippur, minchat kohanim mincha v'kohen, where the entire thing, the kometz and the shirayim, both the mincha part and the kometz part on top, is burnt. Minchat kohen mashiach, the mincha offering that the kohen gadol brings every day, which is also fully burnt on his beach. Minchat nesachim, a mincha that comes with it. The wine nesachim that come with an animal is also burnt. Shehekriv, and somebody burnt these up. Me'echad mehem, one of these items, kazayitz b'chutz, chayev. Even one olive's bulk from these things, they burnt it outside, he'd be chayev. And that's interesting because you usually burn all of these things, even if it's much bigger than a kazayit. And this is why the next Tana says, Rabbi Elazar poter, he says he's poter ad sheyakriv et kulo, until he burns up all of it, because these items are burnt in their entirety, so the act of offering it bachutz is triggered when he burns the whole thing. V'chulam, but Rabbi Elazar agrees, in all of these cases, all of these items that are fully burnt on the Mizbeach, normally in the temple, shekrivon bifnim, they brought almost all of it inside the temple, v'shir b'chen kazayit, but somebody left over one kazayit, they accidentally took it outside, v'hikrivon b'chutz, and then they burnt it up outside, chayev, he is chayev for bringing it up b'chutz, because he's completing the offering service of these items that are supposed to be fully burnt. V'chulam, and all of these items that get fully burnt, shachasru, kol shahen, that some part of it's missing. So now you can't burn the whole thing because some of it's missing and thrown out and lost. Hekrivan b'chutz, and he brought some of it outside. Potter, he is potter because he can't do the entire offering service of these items. They have to be fully burnt. Yashar kochachem, tizkulu mitzvah.